AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Israel, President Biden says Iran knows the U.S. wants to get back in on the nuclear deal with Tehran.
We're waiting for the response. When that will occur, when that will come, I'm not certain. But we are not going to wait forever.
The president and Israel's prime minister, Yair Lapid, stood side by side and declared they would not allow Iran to become a nuclear power.
We have an open discussion about what is the best way to deal with it, but I don't think there's a light between us in terms of these are all means to an end. We cannot allow Iran to become nuclear.
Lapid insisted words alone won't thwart Iran's nuclear ambitions. Disgraced South Carolina attorney Alex Murdaugh has been charged with murder in the deaths of his wife and younger son. They were shot and killed outside the family home a year ago. Murdaugh has denied he was involved. Murdaugh is already facing money laundering and other charges. Authorities in a remote corner of Virginia located all but three of the 44 people reported unaccounted for after devastating flooding washed out roadways and damaged more than 100 homes. There are no reports of injuries or deaths. Congress is honoring Herschel Woody Williams, a hero of the Battle of Iwo Jima, and who was the last remaining Medal of Honor recipient from World War II. Williams died last month at the age of 98 and is lying in honor in the Capitol Rotunda. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Williams' legacy lives on.
His valor in combat is enshrined aboard the USS Herschel Williams and at the Herschel Williams Armed Forces Reserve Center. His commitment to his fellow veterans inspires caregivers at the Woody Williams VA Medical Center.
President Harry Truman awarded Williams the Medal of Honor, the military's highest decoration. Stocks are lower on Wall Street. This is AP News. Investigators in Poland found mass graves with the remains of thousands of people killed during World War II.
The two mass graves contain the ashes of at least 8,000 Polish citizens killed by the Nazis between 1940 and 1944, say the investigators. The victims were mostly prisoners of a German camp about 100 miles north of Warsaw. Most prisoners were the elite of Polish society or military members, resistance fighters, or Jews. Special investigators say in 1944, the Nazis tried to hide what they had done so no one could be held accountable. They incinerated the bodies and planted trees on the burial pits. Poland's Institute of National Remembrance has the authority to bring charges against any suspects if they're still alive. I'm Rita Foley.
A 10-year-old girl has died from injuries in a hit-and-run crash 6 months ago when a driver tried to go around a bus and hit children on a South Florida sidewalk. Ed Donahue, AP News.